And let's move from news of Venezuela's great political showman to the lack of shows in New York City. The stagehand strike on Broadway shut down more than 24 shows over the weekend. Yesterday, members of the stagehands union spoke to the press for the first time in a suitably theatrical way. Jeff London reports.
James Claffey Jr., president of Local 1, the stagehands union, stood on the podium of St. Malachy's Church, known as the Actors Chapel, in the heart of the theater district. He was flanked by a dozen union board members in identical union jackets. Behind him was a giant frieze of Jesus on the cross. And Claffey was angry.
We have made a point of not bargaining in the press. We believe it's inappropriate. We believe that amongst ourselves that we can come up with a deal that's honorable. And we believe that that time has passed and it's necessary to defend ourselves in the press because we are being attacked.
Both sides are at loggerheads over decades-old work rules. The producers claim the union forces them to hire people who do little or no work and pay wages that can hover around $100,000 a year. The union is willing to offer concessions, says Claffey, but they need to look after their members in an industry that's highly unpredictable.
$115,000 or whatever your number you come up with at the end of the day is if you're working 52 weeks a year. That's why we need to protect the job security that we have. You have a show that runs for 3 weeks. We're working for 3 weeks, and then we're loading it out. If the house is dark for 3 months, we're not working there for 3 months.
It's here the producers and stagehands agree. The League of American Theaters and Producers say that only 1 out of 5 Broadway shows makes money. Charlotte St. Martin, executive director of the League, told NPR last month that the producers are trying to control costs they feel have gotten out of hand.
In the past, a successful show would take 6 months to recoup their investment. Today, it takes almost 2 years. So a lot of even successful shows are not able to continue running because they just can't continue to fund the losses. So we have to get rid of these archaic rules.
And 2 weeks ago, after negotiations with the stagehands broke down, the producers took matters into their own hands and implemented new work rules without the union's approval. Union President James Claffey says that made a strike inevitable.
If we accept what they're trying to do, you know, you want us to live with a strike for 3 or 4 weeks or 3 or 4 months, what they're implementing is something we'd have to live with for 3 or 4 decades.
While both sides insist they're willing to be flexible and willing to negotiate a new 5-year deal, no further talks have been scheduled. And Broadway, New York's number one tourist attraction, remains dark. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.